If you have a strong business plan and put it to action with your business, it will do well. Why not model a good business plan and apply it to your own body? It's another twist that can help you succeed with your fitness goals. All this and much more today on episode 90 of Fat to Fit Radio.
Welcome to Fat to Fit Radio, your source for real weight loss solutions without the hype. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Ainsley and Russ Turley.
Hello and welcome to Fat to Fit Radio. So Russ, have you hit a brand new record yet again, the lightest you've been in more than 20 years?
Yes, Jeff, I have. I'm down to 221.4. I don't recall exactly what that is from last week, maybe a little over a pound, but doing some sweet weight loss over here.
Hey, you know, you are 0.6 of a pound for hitting 75-pound weight loss since we started this show.
Well, that's good. Yeah, it's just coming off, and I'm really digging this. Love this new low every time I step on the scale. It's awesome.
Well, success has no secrets. How are your goals this week?
Well, let's see. Eating goals, probably good 8 out of 10. Exercise goals, where I believe more often this is where it's making a difference. 9 out of 10 on exercise goals. And motivation for the week, I mean, just awesome here. 10 out of 10 for motivation.
Well, that is really great to hear. But let's move right into our email and comment section, because the first one has to do with motivation. And our first item comes in from our own forum over at fattofitsupport.com. And the topic came in from Fable Fairy.
Yep, the post here says, "Hi, I just had a horrible week, life-wise, which was transferred into weight loss-wise, and feel like I've lost momentum. Anybody have any advice?" Now, this, I'm sure most of you out there feel like this once in a while. You have that bad week or just that bad day, and you're thinking, man, how can I make this better?
In show number 79, we dedicated that show to how to stay motivated as well, but there's a lot more advice than just what we had, and our listeners had a lot of words of encouragement and advice. And the first person to respond was Rosie, and she said, "Don't look back. Make the right choices starting now. Yesterday's meals don't matter. The only meals that matter are today's. The only thing under our control is the decisions we make right now. We've all been there."
Yeah, those are good points. And John Sanderson wrote here on the post that said, "For me, I try not to dwell on it. Doing so makes me feel like I want to give in and quit. You will get knocked down many times during your weight loss journey. You have to stand back up, start again, and persevere. There's nothing you can do about the past. What happened, happened. Don't look at it as a failure. You got some results that you didn't want. Now you know what not to do. As was said above, it's all in the now. That is all there is. Get back on the wagon and start making the right choices again now. You can do it."
And then Tom responded, "You can't change the past, only today. Every now and then, everyone has one of those days. Relax, enjoy it while it lasted, but critique why you did it and then forget it. Learning why is the key. The worst thing you can do is make a bad day into a bad week, then into a bad month, year, 5 years. One day of not eating well won't technically kill you."
And Dwight had some good points here. "Did you have any success before last week? Do you weigh less today than a month ago or 6 months ago? If you do, you are still on a great course. Celebrate your accomplishments and build on them. Don't focus on one bad day or one bad week. Every journey will have some pauses or reverses along the way. But like everyone else has said, don't let the hiccups be a reason to stop the journey."
Then Fable Fairy came back and thanked people for their support, and then said she's an emotional eater and is working two jobs right now plus university and is very stressed.
And Rosie chimed in here again and said, "In my life, there's no such thing as managing too many obligations. Something has to give. It's like when you have too many clothes for your closet. You have to give something away or all your clothes will get smashed and wrinkled."
That's right. And the last one we'll mention here came in from Andrea. And she said, "Boy, I must be doing better than I realized. I can't remember the last time I had an entire bad week. At most, I've had a bad meal or two. But the main thing is not to dwell on it. And the first opportunity you can, just get back on track. Don't beat yourself up. Just start again. Go for a walk. Drink some green tea or water. My motto is progress, not perfection. Try to learn from the experience and move on." So if anyone else has any more suggestions, you can just head over to fattofitsupport.com and add your great words of advice.
Yep, and remember, there'll be a link in the show notes where you can find that post. So check those out. We're going to get on to our second email. It is from JC, and they wrote here, "So most people go on a cruise for a week or two and gain a few pounds. But hey, it's vacation, right? Well, I'm in a unique position. I work on a cruise ship as an entertainer and even get weighed in once every 2 weeks to make sure I'm not gaining weight. The problem is that I've completed 4 6-month contracts and have gained weight on each one. The good news is that I have time to work out 60 to 90 minutes 5 to 6 times a week, but it's next to impossible to count calories. The whole grain selection is not good. The meat is cooked in oil and I'm eating at a buffet every day. I have no idea how many calories are in anything. I can use my counting experience, but actual tracking doesn't seem like an option. The lifestyle is also a big party where everyone is drinking alcohol all the time. One more thing, this year I'll be going to Europe and traveling to many places I've never been. So much of traveling to me is experiencing the tastes of the country. Help! How do I continue to lose weight or even just maintain while I'm on a ship for 6 months? My job depends on it.
Wow, you really do have a challenge. It's really all about determination and being able to stick to your guns about eating healthy and keeping up your exercise. You are surrounded by easy, great-tasting food, and the temptations just to take a little extra at every meal is always there. As well, you said you are living in a party lifestyle, and there are the peer pressures that you're going to have to deal with. I mean, just to have a couple drinks with your coworkers every day. I'm just thinking that a beer is around 150 calories, and if you have 2 per day, that can be an extra 3 pounds in a month of weight gain if everything else was equal. We're going to give you some tips for eating at buffets in a second, but really, most of them are going to be common sense. The biggest determining factor for you that will determine whether you lose some weight or at least maintain it or gain weight really isn't about you learning strategies about counting calories. That's just really an excuse. When you are eating things that you aren't sure about how they're prepared or what is really in them, you really just have to use your best guesses, so we really can't help there. It sounds like you have a lot of experience guesstimating calories so far. The biggest factor is really your goals and how bad that you really want them and knowing why you want to achieve those goals. Having clear goals and working on them all the time and keeping them in your head and keeping track of your successes along the way is truly the most important thing for you. You get to socialize with people every day, and in a party atmosphere, it is tough. I know many, many people who will cave in right away if someone notices that they aren't eating dessert and someone says, "What, no dessert? Are you on a diet?" It's just so easy to blow this off and say to yourself that one dessert isn't really going to affect you, but it will all add up. This will happen day after day. So the bottom line is that it can be done, but it takes determination and it will truly seem to suck sometimes. You don't have to deny yourself from eating everything all the time, but you do have to limit it and be conscious of how much you're eating, drinking, and exercising. It reminds me of a video that I saw many years ago on the making of one of those Rambo movies. I don't remember which one, but I do remember Sylvester Stallone talking about how the movie was being shot on location for a couple of months. Almost all of the meals were buffet style, and he had to be very conscious of what he was eating. For those movies, he was around 6 to 7% body fat. He was very lean. He was under pressure to be in the same shape at the end of shooting as he was at the very beginning. I have read up on his typical meal plans, and he eats 6 meals per day with a lean protein at every meal, you know, just similar to what I've been eating. He eats tons of egg whites, chicken, rice, and vegetables every day. To maintain that shape while he was shooting those movies, he wasn't free feeding. He just wasn't eating off the buffet. He was eating the typical 3 meals with the crew and then getting his other 3 meals on his own somehow. This is very common with actors on location where they need to continue to eat healthy and not to overeat. Why I'm telling you this is just to prove the point that it can be done if you are willing to put in the effort. Now, of course, if you are now motivated to be healthy, here's Russ with some things you can do at the buffet to cut down on those calories.
Yeah, first off here, being an employee, you may not have this luxury, but if you can, avoid the buffet where it's so easy to take that second or third helping. So if you possibly can, eat in the dining room for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you have a much better chance of not overeating for those meals. But say you have to go to the buffet, which is probably the case since you're an employee, load up on fruits and vegetables instead of the pastas and breads. You're going to be able to eat a lot more food and for a lot less calories. You'll be getting full on those great vegetables and fruit and not have saving room for the cakes and breads and things that you probably crave. Also, you should decide beforehand that you're only going to eat one plate. Now, there's food everywhere on a cruise ship, so if you do become hungry sometime in the future after that breakfast or lunch, chances are you'll have some place to get a bite for a snack. So don't worry about getting so much. Just get that one plate of good, healthy foods. Fourth here on my list is circle around so you can plan out what you're going to eat. Piling that plate high with every item in the buffet is a great way to overeat. Look at everything at all the stations in the buffet, and then make a decision on what looks the best at that time, and just get those foods. And fifth here, don't be afraid to customize your food at one of those cooking stations. Now, they're often these sandwich or pizza stations where they'll cook you exactly what you're looking for, no matter how decadent it may be, but you can also use that freedom to customize it to be a healthy food. You can go to the sandwich and just choose a nice lean turkey and tomato and lettuce and not have a bunch of extra cheese and mayonnaise and things on it, and it's going to be a real good choice. Sixth on my list, you have not failed the buffet if you didn't try everything at the buffet. You should only pick those things that, one, look good to you, and two, are healthy and, you know, are going to get you to your goal of not gaining weight during your employment. All right, number seven here, last one on my list, that alcohol and non-alcoholic drinks can have a lot of calories in them. It is very easy to be drinking slushy or fruity drinks with syrup flavoring that could add literally thousands of calories and pounds of fat during your employment there for 6 months. So those are my tips for eating at the buffet.
All right, well, let's move on to our third item, and this came in from Vinay. And they wrote, about 8 months ago, I was listening to one of your old shows and heard a discussion about keeping track of your food intake and about the website called FitDay. As of that point, I had lost about 80 pounds over a 9-year period. I knew that keeping a food journal was important, but doing it the manual way never appealed to me. Using an online food journal was an entirely different experience. I love the real-time interaction and the ability to see the trends between my activity, consumption, and weight loss. I'm a CPA, so this type of stuff is fun for me. Once I got started, I got hooked, and now keeping track of my food has become second nature. I've lost about 25 pounds since then and have reached my goal weight.
Keeping track of my food intake makes me painfully aware of how easy it is to overeat. Of course, I cheat, but no matter what I eat, I always record it. Many of my friends have seen my progress and now are using similar tools as me and having positive results as well. Love the show. It has made a tremendous impact on my life. I'm 44 and in better shape than I was in my 20s.
Well, I think that is just great. You have lost over 100 pounds in the last 10 years. You actually did the exact opposite of what happened to most of our listeners. People can put on 100 pounds over 10 years just by eating an extra 100 calories or so per day over their needs. One extra piece of bread adds up. So many people end up gaining weight not by tremendously overeating like people think, but just by eating a slight bit more every day, and over time it just sneaks up on people. They don't necessarily live the lifestyle of a very fat person. They're just always living the lifestyle of someone who weighs 10 pounds more than what they are. You lost those first 80 pounds by living the lifestyle of someone who is just a little bit lighter than you. I also think that it's great that tracking everything you eat has made you even more conscious and has boosted you along to lose 25 pounds more and reach your goal weight.
Yeah, and so remember, success and failure isn't an accident. It's all those little choices and things that you do on a daily basis that add up. As for tracking what you eat and exercise, that is probably the most important thing that all people concerned with lowering their calories need to do. It just simply keeps people accountable. You did great without doing that, but you are now doing even better. Not all people have the desire to do this in the long term or even middle term, but it is still very important. Now, a lifestyle change isn't easy. When we say to live and act like the thinner person that you want to become, there are hundreds of little things that you need to do on a daily basis. The big things that you need to change that will make the most impact on your success is your eating and exercising. Now, by tracking what you do, you're more aware of how you are doing. Doesn't always guarantee success, but it makes your success or failure clear as to why that happened.
That's right, and that's what we're always talking about. It's all about changing your lifestyle to that of a thinner person. A food and exercise diary can help you track and develop the habits of that thinner person. The big shocker is that the lifestyle of a person who is 25 pounds lighter than you right now, it isn't that much of a difference. At least keep track long enough of what you're eating and exercising so that the little differences that you need to do become second nature. Make yourself a little bit accountable long enough so you're always aware of what you need to be doing.
All right, that's going to do it for our email and comments. I want to thank all those listeners and posters over there at fattofitsupport.com for helping out Fable Fairy, and also to Vinay and JC for their emails. We really appreciate those. All right, if you'd like to get your comment or question to us, there are a few ways you can do that. The first one is by leaving a comment on the website at fattofitradio.com.
Or you can send us an email to podcast@fattofitradio.com.
Third way is to leave a voicemail by clicking on the Call Me button over on the website, fattofitradio.com.
Or you can join our support group at fattofitsupport.com.
All right, Jeff, time to dazzle us with an item for the web report. What do you have?
The item I have right now comes from the Globe and Mail, and it is entitled, Snacks Can Help Weight Loss Efforts. And this article is talking about a new study that is backing up the results from a U.S. National Weight Control Registry study that found that most of their successful participants in their study that have kept off an average of 70 pounds and have kept them off for years, the vast majority of them all report that they eat snacks every day. Now, in this show, we always talk about eating 5 or 6 meals or eat your 3 meals, but make sure you have a couple snacks in between to make it easier on yourself and so that you're not hungry at any point in the day. And this study found that, on average, people are eating more snacks. But the thing that they found was that fruit, yogurt, and snack bars ranked among our top 5 snack choices, as did potato chips and cookies. While fruit remained the number one snack over the years, yogurt and snack bars are edging out ice cream, popcorn, and crackers as favorites. So this is really interesting that we are snacking more, which is better for weight loss and controlling your weight and hunger, but they're also finding that people are eating healthier snacks, which is really a good thing. So I guess it's just nice to see that, you know, studies are now coming out that are backing up what we're trying to get people to do. Never be hungry. You can lose weight and never be hungry. Keep eating throughout the day. Just make sure you're not going over the calories that you don't want to eat over.
Yeah, it's very promising that more healthy snacks are making it to the top of the list. And that still, fruit is still on the number one on that list. That's awesome.
I think it's great because all of these new snacks that are coming out, these 100-calorie junk food things that are really picking up in popularity, I'm glad to see that, you know, the healthy stuff is still outranking those. But Russ, what do you have for us this week?
Well, Jeff, when you were here last July or so, did you happen to notice all the numerous lap band weight loss surgery signs along the freeway?
I noticed them everywhere, and I thought it was just because, you know, we're close to Hollywood, and that's the kind of things they do in Hollywood.
Well, they are not just Hollywood, all along the freeways along me, the 405, the 710, the 110, all the ones that I frequent, you cannot get away from these lap band billboards. And there's always the same woman, the attractive blonde woman, and she's either got one hand up like she's had giant success and she's really, really loving life. But there was a great expose here, a good piece of journalism by Michael Hiltzik from the Los Angeles Times. You got to check out this article because he gets all the scoop behind the group that puts up all these billboards. And, you know, these are not nice people from the look of it. They are doctors, or some of them used to be doctors that own these companies, and that they lost their licenses to practice medicine at some point in the past. But that's interesting. Some of them were on the reality show Dr. 90210 back in 2005. This one guy, Dr. Omidi, or he previously doctor, was involved in burglary of exam papers when he was at the University of Irvine. Sounds like a real nice guy. Anyway, they also talk here about how they will allow you to apply for a credit card to pay for your lap band surgery, your $18,000 lap band surgery. And then even if you don't have the surgery, they'll go ahead and charge you for it. And then when you go ahead and complain to them, they'll refund some of it to you. But there's also a cancellation fee that you'll have to pay us in the order of $3,000. Anyway, these are not nice individuals, and these are the people who are doing a lot of these lap band surgeries. So I'd really take a look at this article, and just I was amazed by the really sleaziness of this company that is doing these surgeries.
Well, that is really amazing, the difference between American and Canadian healthcare. We don't see any of these advertisements for gastric bypass surgery or anything. You'd never see that in Canada. And I did some searches to see what is the waiting list for weight loss surgery in Canada. And they're saying the average wait list after being approved is 5 to 7 years. And I checked out McGill University Health Center. And they say statistically, when you look at the size of their waiting list and the number of surgeries, their wait list is 11.8 years. And of course, the surgery is free, but I don't think people in Canada are nowhere near getting the surgery or wanting the surgery. They're not seeing all of these advertisements and just thinking, this is my quick escape to get rid of my fat and take this. Canadians are stuck with doing it the old-fashioned way of eating less and exercising a bit more and living a healthier lifestyle, and we're not as tempted unless, you know, we want to spend $20,000, $30,000, whatever it is, to go down to the United States and pay out of our pockets.
Yeah, I'm sure I could go right now and have one of these surgeries by the end of the week if I so desired. I mean, that's how easy it would be to have it done. If I had $18,000, I would find something better to do with it than have a surgery. But yeah, that's it's amazing that these guys are getting rich off of all our insecurities about being able to lose weight. So yeah, take a look at the article and read for yourself. That's going to do it for our web report for today, and we're going to move into our feature section.
Today's feature section is about creating and then maintaining your new healthy lifestyle just like you would a brand new business. In fact, you can think of your new lifestyle as being a new business. When a company is focused on what they do, everything they do is for the purpose of being more successful. If you are in the business of becoming fit and healthy, you can haphazardly do things here and there that will help, or you can do things a little more structured. The other day I was talking with Russ, and it reminded me of a book that I read almost 9 years ago called Business Plan for the Body by Jim Karas. It is now an older book, but if you have any business sense, this book describes the process of all of the steps that someone would do if they wanted to create from scratch a brand new successful business. And then it compares it to how you'd use these same steps for successful weight loss. It made a lot of sense to me the first time that I read it, and I'm going to review those steps here. What first intrigued me to this book was that the author was known for charging people $10,000 per week for weight loss training. I don't know how many people actually ever took him up on this or even felt the need to pay such extreme sums of money to lose any weight, but at least got me to read his book. What he was offering was to live with someone for an entire week and go to work with them and go shopping with them and eat out at restaurants with them that they normally went to, and along the way provide advice on what things in their life they can change so that they can start losing some weight. Given the amount of money that people spend on diets and questionable weight loss products and services, some people might actually end up being ahead, but who knows? He did end up changing this to offer to train people for 10 hours per week for 10 weeks for $10,000. And he would guarantee that they would lose 10 pounds or he would give them their money back. Wow, 10 hours of personal training per week with constant motivation from a trainer who is constantly checking up on your meals. How couldn't you lose 1 pound per week? It does amaze me that people think that losing weight is this difficult. It's not worth $1,000 per pound. It simply isn't that hard. To lose 1 pound per week, you need to have a daily caloric deficit of 500 calories. So if you reduce your daily calories by 250 and then exercise an extra 250 calories per day, you are there. An average 150-pound woman would be able to eat around 1,800 calories per day to get to this 1 pound per week weight loss, along with the exercise, of course. But let's get into his analogy and how you can get your life changed around to be in the health and weight loss business. I think this is just a brilliant analogy, so here we go. First of all, when starting this new business plan for your body, there are three main stages to this business. The first is assessing all of the current market conditions. Then you need to take action to put your business plan to work. And then finally, you need to ensure long-term success. So let's move into the details. To start off, every business needs a mission statement. Everything that a business does is based upon this mission statement. It doesn't have to be complicated or use big words to be powerful, but if everything that you do falls back to this statement, you will have a direction to go. I just Googled to find out what Walmart's mission statement is, and it is to help people save money so they can live better. People either love or hate Walmart, but everything that they do goes back to their mission statement. Their goal is to get better and better prices on everything. They squeeze their suppliers and have such buying power that it ends up that they can afford to have low prices. Everything that they do as a company, whether it is good or bad, occurs because they have a definite direction and mission that they're trying to do. So the first thing that you need to do is come up with your mission statement. So for example, one could be, I am now in the weight loss business. I will return to the fitness level that I was when I was 20 years old. If this is your mission statement, everything that you now do will either get you closer to this statement or move you farther away. Once you have your mission statement down, the next thing you need to do is check out the competition. Who is doing it right and who is doing it wrong? For most of our listeners, you will know how to do it wrong. It is sad, but you aren't here because you found the perfect solution in the past and have stuck to it. I suggest that people look at the best things that have worked for them in the past and take those things for themselves. If you are a new startup business, what you want to do is take the best things from your competition and keep those things and get rid of all of the bad things. Now, I've personally read tons of fitness and diet books in the past, and I now use one or two good things out of each book that I've read and throw out the rest. By listening to Fat to Fit Radio, you now know hundreds of little things that we have suggested to do in the past. Pick the 20 or 30 things that you know will help you the most satisfy your new mission statement. So now you have a mission statement and you have an idea where your new fitness and weight loss business is going to go. Now you're going to add some positive pressure and go public. Just like in a real business, when they jump into the stock market, you are going to tell people about your new business and how you plan to succeed and why your business is going to succeed. A business feels pressure from their stockholders to do well, and these businesses are pressured to make more money and stick to their mission plans because others are invested in their successes. Get other people invested in your success as well. People can fail over and over in private with their weight loss diets, but after going public to family and friends, your success is everyone's success. And now that the ball is rolling, it's time to hire a management team. These are the people that will help you on your daily or weekly basis. Everyone knows that you are in the weight loss business now, but now you need to hire some people, such as your spouse, a parent, a few coworkers, or a few friends, to take over and help with some of the duties. Who is the activities coordinator, for example? Who helps get you to the gym or other activities? Who is the purchaser who makes sure that only good food ends up in your home, etc.? If everyone on your team knows what their purpose is in your business and the goals of your business, their job is to help you succeed. If they are not helping your business, well, you fire them and you hire someone else who will do their job or do it yourself. If you treat your weight loss like a business, you will end up making business decisions that truly help your weight loss business. The last part of assessing the current market conditions is to understand the financials. Know how many calories that you can eat and how much exercise you need to do to accomplish your goals. This is where listening to Fat to Fit Radio really helps you out. All that you need to do is go to fattofitradio.com and click on the link at the top right that says Tools. And this is where you'll find our calculators there that will help you to figure out what your goal weight should be and the number of calories that you need to be eating to reach your goals, etc. And just as a side note, this is the first book that I read about the Harris-Benedict equation that calculates a person's basal metabolic rate and estimates the number of calories that you need to eat based on your activity level. Back in 2001, when I was reading this, I manually did all the math in the margins of this book myself, and let's just say that there was 29% more of me to love back then. And I'm just glad that that old me hasn't resurfaced. But back to the business plan for the body. Stage 2 is now the action plan for your business. This is the day-to-day workings of your business, and this is what determines whether your business is succeeding or failing. Is your business making a profit or is it losing money? The only way that a business knows what is going on is by keeping good records. When a business is losing money, a good business will be able to go back and look at the books and see where the problem is and then correct the problem. You need to be able to do this here as well. Your business books are your food and exercise diary. There is an entire chapter in this book on that subject, but I'll just say that keeping an accurate food and exercise diary is probably the biggest thing that most people can do to help them with their weight loss. In fact, if I could only give people one tip to improve their fitness and weight loss, this would be it. It keeps you accountable and makes it very clear as to why your weight loss is succeeding or not. The second part of your action plan is the preservation of capital. If you own a restaurant and every time that a customer leaves, they take a chair or table with them, your business is losing capital. your business isn't succeeding as well as it should be because by not keeping your capital, it is making it harder and harder for your business to succeed in the future. The same is true with keeping the most important thing that determines how fast your metabolism runs, and that is muscle. In my restaurant example, that business might get a ton of business right at the start because they're not only giving people meals, but they're also giving away free furniture, but they're clearly screwing themselves in the future. The same thing happens in your weight loss business if you lose weight too quickly and lose muscle along the way. It makes it harder and harder to succeed in the future with less muscle and a slower metabolism. The book ends off with how to keep your business successful in the long term. When you look at successful businesses, they reached success, but then they just didn't keep doing everything exactly the same way forever. As the market conditions change, they need to change with them. They had to first know that they needed to change and then come up with new strategies. You need to monitor your results on a continual basis and know that nothing works forever and you will need to keep changing and adapting in the future. I really like this huge analogy that this book did. Weight loss and fitness is something that isn't a mystery. You can learn all about it, create a good action plan for the long term, and then just simply execute that plan and succeed.
Well, that's interesting, Jeff. I'll have to give that a read. But it sounds like really it's just a whole bunch of setting your goals and an action plan on how to achieve those goals that we've talked about in the past. Also, in the past, there was this, when I started college, I got this program. It was called Where There's a Will, There's an A. And it had a similar approach. You know, you treated school like a business. You created your business plan to achieve good grades and getting by in school well. So I think that's very, very similar.
Well, I think everyone has to find their thing that clicks with them and makes them motivated and gets them to succeed, whatever it happens to be. There's so many different programs and different motivational speakers and things like that, but hopefully people will find something that works for them. But let's move on and let's go to the recipe of the week.
All right, Jeff, we've got another recipe here to keep you from cutting your wrists, eating that same lunch over and over again. It is Mexican, of course. And it is chicken and black bean mole tostada. Now, a tostada, if you're not familiar, it's going to be a piece of a flat tortilla. Usually it's fried, but this one is a healthier, low-calorie recipe for a tostada. The tortilla on the bottom, usually some kind of beans and meat, maybe some lettuce and cheese. That's the normal tostada you might make. And these are have much better ingredients. We're talking chicken and tomatoes and black beans and a little bit of romaine lettuce and a whole bunch of great spices, including awesome unsweetened cocoa powder. Check these out. The recipe comes from USA Today. It's actually a Weight Watchers recipe. So those of you who are doing that program can probably get the conversion there for you. It's only got 340 calories for one of these guys, and it looks delicious.
Well, it looks pretty good, Russ. But, you know, I happen to love my breakfast and lunches, and sometimes I even have some of my breakfasts for dinners because I like them so much. No, but in reality, I have two meals a day that are usually the same. You know, my eggs and oatmeal and my chicken, rice, and vegetables. But I eat four other meals every day that change around all the time. So I guess it's kind of like the same person who gets up and has coffee for breakfast every morning. I'm like, what, you're having coffee yet again? Well, it's just part of your lifestyle. It's what you're used to having.
Yeah, just, you know, like to spice things up now and then. And, you know, this just looks like a, again, spicing it up Mexican style is what I normally do. So this one fits that bill.
Yeah, this look good.
All right, Jeff. Well, let's get on to our homework. What does everybody at home need to do this time?
Well, twice in this show, we've mentioned just how important it is to have a food and exercise diary or journal. I even said that if I could only give one piece of advice that would help them with their weight loss, it would be to keep a journal. The homework this week is to keep a food and exercise journal for at least a week and hopefully longer. Be 100% accurate of everything that you do and everything that you eat. Your success or failure isn't 100% dependent on keeping this diary, but understanding your results is.
Yep, get those pads of paper and pencils or go on to a site like FitDay and record those foods. Good idea. All right, Jeff, what is our quote for the week?
The quote comes from Will Rogers, and he said, "Even if you are on the right track, you will get run over if you just sit there."
All right, that's a good quote, Jeff. Thank you very much. And you all at home, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for downloading this show. We appreciate it. All the links to everything you've heard will be on the show notes. at fattofitradio.com. Look for show number 90, only 10 shows away from number 100. It's amazing. It's coming up. So again, thanks for downloading, and we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Send your feedback or questions to podcast@fattofitradio.com. For more information on today's show or any previous shows, visit the website at fattofitradio.com. If you would like to support the show, leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast directory.
Loving.
Amazing.
Why, thank you, Jeff.